We start in Atwater, where the March 15th killing of Ethan Morse, the son of a former district attorney, has turned into a manhunt for the alleged gunman. As reporter Brian Kranz tells us, the search stretches to the Bay Area, where the suspect is already wanted on an $11 million warrant.
From early on in the investigation, Atwater Police Chief Michael Salvador had a good description of the suspect based on video surveillance and descriptions from people who saw the alleged gunman walking around town the day of the fatal shooting.
Yes, Hispanic male, medium build. He was wearing a blue sweatshirt and red pants, a very, very distinct color pattern.
It's distinct because blue and red are the colors of opposing street gangs in Central California, and not ones typically worn together by people reportedly carrying semi-automatic handguns on the streets of Atwater. The search for the suspect involved local, state, and federal agencies, and finally last week, after a series of tips,
police say 26-year-old Dagoberto Penaloza is the prime suspect in this homicide case.
Salvador describes Dagoberto Penaloza as a transient who had worked landscaping jobs in Atwater and Modesto, as well as up north in Red Bluff and even the Bay Area, apparently moving around for work. Penaloza has been wanted on an attempted murder charge in the Silicon Valley since November 2017. Authorities there say he got into an argument while smoking meth with a man at a homeless camp before shooting him several times. That victim survived, and a judge in San Mateo County signed an $11 million warrant for Penaloza's arrest. Since he didn't flee the state or the country for attempted murder, authorities doubt Penaloza would do so for a murder charge and believe he's still in the area.
Here you go, sir.
Chief Salvador says Morse was killed just after he dropped off his daughter at daycare around 10 a.m., and his death certificate says he was shot in the head and torso with a .45 caliber handgun.
This is a very, very tragic event, and you really have to feel for the family, no matter what the victim's past was.
That past made Morse's name well-known in Merced County, especially Atwater.
In 2013, Ethan made headlines after he was accused in a triple murder in Atwater.
Back then, Ethan was still in high school, and his parents were out of town that Easter weekend, so he drove some of his friends in his dad's SUV to a party on Westside Boulevard. As he later told sheriff's investigators,
there was a good amount of people in the backyard. It was like packed shoulder to shoulder for like sardines, that's what I remember. And one of my friends, Andrew, who saved our lives basically that night, said, hey, I don't have a good feeling about this.
Before Ethan and his friends left, three other teenagers were killed in a gang-related shootout. Merced County Sheriff's investigators allege Morse was a getaway driver after one of his passengers shot a gun from the SUV and killed an 18-year-old man in the front of the house.
But in 2014, a Merced County judge found Ethan innocent regarding the case.
He then sued the county, alleging he was unjustly targeted for prosecution, in part because his father had publicly criticized the sheriff's department about the shooting. Last May, a federal jury awarded Ethan Morse more than $500,000 for his wrongful arrest. One of the first questions in many people's minds, from social media comments to the law enforcement officials charged with investigating his death, was how much do those events play into the motive behind Morse's killing? Chief Salvador says that remains unknown.
They might have a role. We don't know. We won't eliminate them. But, you know, it's a very tragic case. His dad was a prominent person. He was the district attorney for the county for years.
Until January, after losing a midterm election to his first inter-party challenger since assuming office in 2006. The current district attorney is expected to recuse herself when a suspect is formally charged because of a conflict of interest, an issue that plagued her predecessor. Chief Salvador is new to the Atwater Police Chief's office. He's only been there for less than 3 months. His ties to Atwater and Merced County may not run as deep as other investigators, but he grew up in the valley and was formerly Covalinga's police chief and undersheriff of Madera County. Investigators don't yet know why Penaloza, dressed in those opposing gang colors, was even at the intersection of Fern Winton Way that morning, or why Moore stopped his car there minutes after dropping off his daughter at daycare.
We're looking at his past activities. We're looking at his past 24 hours. We're trying to backtrack his steps. We're trying to figure out who he knew, what they knew. There's all kinds of ways that you can get to motive. And then you never rule out the fact that this could have been 100% totally random.
Some who knew Ethan Morse, including his former attorney, are convinced his death is long-awaited retribution stemming from his arrest in the 2013 gang-related shooting. But for now, The search for the suspected killer and his motives continues. While Penaloza's last known address is 5 years old and in East Palo Alto,
Atwater police investigators know he rented a room at an Atwater motel under a bogus name.
Police say they were able to track Penaloza's steps as he casually walked away from the crime scene and stopped at several businesses, including back at his motel room.
We were able to track him using a variety of video source from the scene. Everything from Ring doorbells to school cameras, because there was one of our schools was very close by.
Last week, Salvador showed reporters at a press conference several photos of Penaloza from video footage from the day of the deadly shooting. The images were circulated by media in the Valley and some in the Bay Area. As police across the state search for Dagoberto Franco Penaloza in connection with two shootings, what's left of a memorial remains at the base of the ash tree where Morse's black Nissan came to rest after hopping the curb. That includes a pocket-sized Bible, a few burned candles, dried-out roses, a small basket of artificial blue flowers, and a crucifix-shaped clock that has since stopped ticking. I'm Brian Kranz in Atwater.